In the name of Jesus, when reading the text today, the first thing sadly that came to mind was the song Money from the Dark Side of the Moon by Pink Floyd. Money was, of the whole work of the Dark Side of the Moon, it was this piece, namely Money, that made the top 20 of the Billboard Hots of 100. As the Dark Side of the Moon plays off the ironies of life, capturing how money can either be an epidemic in culture or a blessing, we can be sure that money is an essential factor that plays in our economy of our own personal lives. In many ways, we can relate to this manager in today's reading, and we may even sympathize with him. The manager was fearful of losing his job, being humiliated, and thus losing his reputation during the meantime. What do we do in these cases? Of course, we try to keep our job so we can continue to provide for our families, retain a standing within life and community, or in my case, buy another iPad, or devise another plan in order to be financially stable. So the manager went to the master's debtors one by one and made deals with them that they would pay what they owed the master in part. Perhaps in this way, the master would get more money from his debtors than no money at all. The master commended this dishonest manager for his shrewdness. What kind of example is this for a Christian? That is, this notion of being dishonest. Probably not much of one. That is, to be a dishonest person. But you see, the world gets it. The point of the narrative is clarified at the end. The point is clear not in being a dishonest manager, but an example of one who is shrewd in one's investments in life. As it reads later in the text for today, if ye have not been faithful in that which is another's, who will give you that which is your own? That is to say, how is it that we invest in another man's riches that it might become our own richness? For the Christian, it is an investment in the great cost, namely that great cost of Christ who has died for us. We become rich from another man's richness. That is, what was once Christ now becomes our own richness, our own investment. The life which is won for us and for our own salvation, that is, in the forgiveness of sins, the forgiveness of the debt owed. Our life is ultimately an investment of heaven, seen through the lens of Christ. Shrewdness comes by the experience of not allowing this life to become the rule and nomenclature of our daily life, but instead, that life which is belongs in Christ Jesus. It is not to be the dishonest manager, but the shrewd manager that sets his mind on things that are above, not on the things that are on earth. For we have died, and our life is hidden in Christ. In God. Again, shrewdness comes not by being controlled by life's demands or by money or these things, these elements, but by that greater life we have in Christ Jesus. Only here your investments are centered in what and where we find true love, true mercy, and true forgiveness for us and thus to one another. It is that we might finally understand the words in which we pray daily, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I remember a wise theologian who said my last year at the seminary, you wonder if people actually pray the Lord's prayer daily and actually believe it. I always say when you see how people treat others, that's probably how they treat God himself. People in the world are not the author of life and relationship. God is. So if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. For by doing so, you heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. If your investment is right, you can even enjoy your own bitterest enemy, knowing that your investment is not in him or her in this life, as if somehow they are the author of things in this life, or that money is, or these elements within life. But our investment is in something greater, that is, that namely, that of Jesus Christ. When you hear Pink Floyd's Money, remember first the ironies of this life, that you may remain wise and aware of the ways of this world and how it tries to gravitate to control and direct us. But ever so more important, remember where your daily investment lies. That is, in the name of Jesus, amen. The peace of God which passes understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. We rise.